You mentioned we saw last week from the field goal kickers, not just here, but you pay attention around the league.
Oh, yeah.
It was a pretty impressive weekend for the guys with the legs.
Pittsburgh, you know, I mean, geez, oh, man. I mean, ton of field goals. I think it was five. But he did a good job, you know, really good job. The protections were good. You know, competition, guys executing, you know, watching the end of that Dallas game, the competition between the both the protection, the rush, and the guys kicking back and forth. And, you know, Dallas kicks one, Green Bay goes and kicks one. All right, then obviously they get the opportunity to go win it and capitalized on it. So it's a big play. It's a big play. There's no doubt about it.
Is there anything that's made these kickers? I mean, you're almost, like Matt was saying, a few years ago, you know, 80%, that was a pretty good field goal kicker.
Right.
Now that'll probably get you out of the league. You'd be worried about your job at 80% or so, 75, right. 80. What is taking the, you know, is it to such a level where it's almost like an automatic now, a lot of these guys?
I think what's happened is that the kids are more prepared in terms of place kickers. Punters, you still have to train them a little bit because you don't necessarily directional punt in college, but you will do that here. So, and most kids that are punters don't have that skill. But place kicking is what it is in college. And I think what happens is these kids are going to camps and they're getting trained earlier. So now they're being corrected in terms of their technique. So by the time you get a hold of a kid, he's got a pretty good skill set.
If you'll go to the Super Bowl, you're inside with Bryant. How far do you let him kick it? What's his range?
Depends on how he feels that day. So,
yeah, the juices will be flowing.
So, probably be a, you know, a max shot. You know, we're not afraid to take the max shot with him. He does get the ball up. He gets good elevation on his ball. So, and we're confident in him. So, it would be his max for sure.
Could be out there pretty. Depends on where the wind's blowing in that dome over there in Houston. which side's open or not, you know?
Because you're pretty much, you just go out before the game, though. That gives you an idea, like you said.
Yeah,
how they're feeling that day.
Yeah, you get a really good feel. You know, if it's outside, obviously you're walking it because one side's going to be longer than the other. Wind blowing and all that type of stuff. Grass, you're looking for the grass, where the spots are in terms of patches and that type of stuff. So you get a feel for what's going on. When you go inside, you're really walking the field for them. And really what you're looking for is the same kicking pattern. Ball's going to the same spot. You know, you don't want to see a ball here and a ball here and a ball here. And then now you're sprayed. So obviously we're not doing something consistently. So, but really on game day, I talk to those guys a bunch during the week. Game day, really all we communicate about is situations, unless something that happens that needs to be corrected during the game. But, and our guys know this and the protection knows it. Everybody leaves the kicker alone. You know, just leave the kicker alone. He knows it's the kick. You know what I mean? He doesn't need anybody. Hey, we need this one, buddy. You know what I mean? So, we, you know, basically you stay away from him. And I'm talking to the guys that are protecting that type of stuff. So, yeah. But, yes, pregame is when you get a feel for what yard line you're going to go to and that type of stuff. Yes, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
End of the half.
You know, what you would do in regulation and then end of the half and then your game winner. You know what I mean? That day.
Devin had some success last week. What was it, him, or is there a couple breakdowns in your areas? And I'm sure you shored that up this week.
Yeah, there's things that, you know, obviously Devin's a good player, and there's things that we've got to clean up, you know, make sure we're setting ready to roll. You're going to see a bunch of good returners again this week.